Ian Donis, good to have you with us.
Hello, Elizabeth.
So this may be the final day of the 2017 General Assembly session. What is maybe going to move on the last day, and what do you think we're not going to see any movement on?
Well, there are going to be a very large number of bills moving. This is always the way it goes. We don't know what kind of surprises, if any, will emerge. One of the top questions I have is a bill passed by the House that is meant to disarm domestic abusers. This is really significant because for very many years, neither the House or the Senate has been willing to impose more stringent gun restrictions. This year, House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello signaled early on that he supported this measure in spite of strong opposition from the Second Amendment lobby. And the question now is whether the Senate will pass this. Otherwise, I think some of the big questions are what happens that impacts taxpayers or cities and towns in an adverse way. Mayors and municipal leaders have expressed concern about a so-called perpetual contract bill that would extend the current terms of collective bargaining units into the future. The municipal leaders say that precludes the opportunity to bargain for reduced costs. Also, supporters of organized labor and fire departments have been backing a bill to allow firefighters who contract a serious illness in the course of their service to qualify for a disability pension, which is two-thirds tax-paid. State Treasurer Seth Magaziner says a tweak in that bill means that it would have a relatively limited fiscal impact, but that's something that bears close watching.
Now, we've seen over the past few years the legalization of recreational marijuana come up as an issue, but so far it hasn't moved forward. It looks like, at least as we speak, this year will be no exception. Ian, will that ever move ahead?
Well, I think probably at some point in the future, there's a good chance it will, Elizabeth, but not this year. And I would be very skeptical about next year, since next year is an election year. We did see neighboring Massachusetts slow down a little bit in terms of its approach to marijuana legalization and the availability of marijuana in certain kinds of stores. I think that gave lawmakers here cold feet. Supporters say it makes sense. It would heal some of what's wrong with the criminal justice system. It would provide added state revenue, but I think we're at least 2 years off from seeing legalization here.
Rhode Island's General Assembly has come under criticism in some past years for not being transparent enough, especially towards the end of the session where a flurry of things happen, amendments suddenly get made. How would you rate this year's General Assembly from a good government perspective?
I'd give lawmakers a mixed record. To his credit, House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello lived up to his promise to end the budget debate before 9 o'clock. And he has said that none of these end of session meetings will go past 10 p.m. He describes that as an effort to bolster confidence. At the same time, as happens every year, the normal rules of legislative procedure have been suspended. Bills can be introduced at the last minute. They go to committee hearings. They get passed very quickly without really a lot of opportunity for anyone, including the lawmakers voting on these measures, to really vet them. So that is certainly a source of some concern.
We have just a couple more minutes, but before we go, any measures that you think have flown under the radar so far this session that may turn out to be important?
Well, there was a spirited debate earlier this week about a bill that would allow farms that are 15 acres or more to host concerts, weddings, gatherings of that sort. Opponents say this is taking authority away from local communities and that it will hurt the character of more rural communities with farms. They describe it as a special interest bill to benefit just one or two people, possibly Carolyn Rafalian, who owns the Secondet Vineyards in Little Compton.
Of the company Alex Anani.
Right. But supporters say that it is a measure that is good for the economy and that will help farmers to make some additional money. One other issue is this a measure that passed the House and is not not yet passed the Senate for electronic license plate readers. This is very unusual because only the sponsor, State Rep. Robert Jacquard of Cranston, spoke in favor of it. This bill has many opponents, including civil libertarians, liberals, the insurance lobby.
And just to clarify, this would automatically read license plates on the roads and then fine drivers who lack insurance.
That's right. And some opponents say there are already measures in place to deal with this issue, and it remains unclear if this will pass the Senate or if Governor Raimondo would veto it if it does pass the entire General Assembly.